You guys can talk now.
Well, I was letting you. You were in the middle of talking. Welcome to episode 155.
How do you guys not know the numbers by now?
We're in the hundreds.
We're in the hundreds.
Is it 155?
155.
155 of Crippled System.
Not divisible by 12.
The podcast.
Oh, my brother has a new catchphrase for our podcast, which was Crippled System, you don't want it. Because my mom was asking him, she's like, what's some good podcast you listen to? And what's that one Nathan's on? And he said, Crippled System, you don't want it. It's this, but again, you don't want it.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah, so now there you go. Crippled System, you don't want it.
Your mom can listen to it.
But she doesn't want to.
No. My mom watched this for a while. That was really creepy.
My mom listened to one or two episodes, and then that was
I'm not really this racist.
Well. Yeah.
There are just some things your mother shouldn't listen to, and Crippled System is one of them.
Well, we are far and away the worst War Machine Hordes podcast. What was it, M. Beaker? I can't remember that guy was
quoted. Announcement, Xerxes II, who I declared weeks ago the greatest warlock in the history of the world, just won the Irish Masters.
Yeah, he beat Keith. Keith destroyed Gaspixius II list.
So I called it over a couple months ago. So if my Xerxes II is almost painted. So if everyone starts playing Xerxes II, I'm going to stab every motherfucker.
Did he destroy him? Like, how was the game? Do you know?
No, he said he survived. I know Keith had a feat. And he survived the feat because he's Xerxes II. He doesn't give a fuck about your feat.
How, like, I guess I don't know Xerxes II lists enough to know how that doesn't lose to Gaspy II.
I'll tell you later when I figure it out.
Okay.
The list that Scorn player
it had should do a ton like... of damage. I mean, you can put out so much damage so fast that you're basically forcing him to feed on you, and you can get Xerxes, you know, he's got the base 19, and you can do a variety of things to kind of get stuff around him. I mean, his defense isn't that vulnerable.
I guess.
Yeah, the lists look like they were a little atypical, but not like they're definitely not the cookie cutter Xerxes and Mordekaiser lists.
Xerxes II is like Scar. You can make anything you want with it, and it's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was practicing, I played 10 different lists with Xerxes II. It doesn't matter. His entire stick is he gets signs of importance for one turn and it makes him the greatest thing in the world. He gets cast mobility and signs of importance once, and he wins. It's all score needed.
Xerxes II, you don't want it.
Oh, you want it.
God. This gummy thing is awesome, but it is scary that how much self-healing it does.
That's because it's so
good.
Potent. Like, it's full of flavor and sugar. Just be careful. If you eat too much of that, you might get diabetes.
Yeah. All right, let's just talk together.
Yeah, eating that's worth your foot, though. I mean, come on, small price to pay.
You can make a foot out of that.
Yeah, a self-healing
foot. Then I would eat it.
Yeah, it'd be a self. It would be able to just regrow itself.
I wonder if they make other flavors.
Probably do.
We'll have to find a random drink. Oh, there goes a cavity.
I actually did lose half a tooth to this exact gummy bunny.
No, I bit the side of my mouth.
Oh, poor Andy.
That's the worst
thing. No, it's thing. More red.
The worst thing about biting, like, I'll bite my tongue frequently. Since my tongue is split in two, one side gets extremely swollen, and it is so difficult for me to conduct the rest of my day if I have to talk to anyone.
I think that the gummy bunny made you bite your cheek so that it could absorb itself into there and assimilate you.
Gets like, into the like bloodstream the thing. Quicker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could maybe wake up tomorrow and see a gummy Andy.
Anybody want to touch?
No.
Hey, ladies, who wants some gummy Andy?
Hey, and I'm Andy.
And I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
I'm Nathan.
What? That's not true.
That's not true at all.
I was trying to make it the Brian-isode.
No, that's not going to happen.
It'll happen. Hey, Brian London. That's his name. His name's Brian. Mm-hmm. Hi, Brian. So we do have four Brians.
Yeah.
And we have at least four women. So we can do those two special podcasts.
Bring out your
Brian. It's
Brians
not the podcast
women.
You're looking for, but it's the podcast you deserve.
Yeah.
That's a reference.
So I guess for the other announcements that are pertinent.
Why am I Gummy Andy now? What the fuck?
You're Gummy Andy. He's
if Travis has to be Gummy Hands, you have to be Gummy Andy. It's an equalizer of disappointment.
Now I have this theme song stuck in my head.
Gummy Andy, bouncing here and there and every Andy.
Do we have any actual announcements?
I tried to write intros, but then I was singing about Andy, so I just wrote Indy. So our first topic was Indy.
Sweet.
They're making a sixth or a fifth Indiana Jones movie.
Yes.
We have to make this topic accurate. So we're now obligated to talk about
it. They are making a new film, and everyone that I know has been not excited.
Hopefully it'll be less natives being stuccoed into walls.
It's just Indy like in a retirement home. It's really Bubba Hotep 2, but they decided to make it with... But
I would watch the fuck out of Bubba Hotep 2 with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well, I would too. I'm just saying, that's where it would fucking go to the next level and be amazing. Who would be his partner, though?
It's JFK again.
No. If you can get Sean Connery out of retirement, you can have the original Bond.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Step on my beer cap.
No. Oh, I totally stepped on your beer
no,
cap.
No, you could just have Indy and Dad in
oh,
the that, retirement
yeah.
home.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot that he actually was a Sean. Oops. Oops. And 75% of Indiana Jones movies are good.
Yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
My first wife hated Temple of Doom.
Why?
I don't know. I think there's
bugs in there. It's just squirmy.
You know what it was? She didn't like the chick. She was annoying as hell.
She was annoying as hell.
But I look at her like Peggy Hill, where she's supposed to be annoying, so the character's good.
God, if Peggy Hill existed, I would be in jail.
Yes, because she would not exist anymore.
She would not exist anymore. Oh my God, I don't know what it is. That show. You love it. I hate it.
I have a question. Hmm? Nathan, how do you like PayPal?
Oh, my fucking God. I was so angry about that. I was too angry to even go into detail on my Facebook about why I was so angry. So I have the PayPal account for the America's Team Championship because, I wanted it to have its own PayPal account so that people wouldn't pay them and then I had that money. I wanted it to be
accessible by the committee.
The accessible by committee number one, and not accidentally accessible by me, because I write a check for my rent, and then I buy car payment, and then my bills, and then I buy groceries, and I look down and I just spent all the Kickstarter money. Like, I didn't want that to happen.
That didn't happen.
It did not happen.
Good.
It did not happen. But it's more annoying for me to make sure, like, every day I balance my checkbook, and I'm like, oh, but wait, this $7,615.85 isn't mine.
You balance your checkbook?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right.
Which is why this is a danger. Because I just swipe my debit card until it tells me it's declined.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, I'm out of money. I'll just stop eating now until my next paycheck. Like, that's that's the current version of balancing your checkbook, is just spend all your money until there's none left.
Just want to clarify
that's
that.
That's how I do it.
That's how you work.
That's how everyone at this table does it.
Yeah. It's like, I haven't checked my bank account in 2 months, but I haven't been declined, so everything's probably okay.
I still get McDonald's food.
Yay! And that's your word. It's like, no, sir, your card's declined. Okay, bye. And then you just leave. And then you see, how much you need to not buy until your next paycheck. Whatever. But I didn't want to accidentally embezzle money.
Sure.
So they have their own account. And so Kickstarter needed an actual bank account for the Kickstarter money to go into. You can't just say go to this PayPal.
Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
So I had my bank account hooked up to the PayPal, because PayPal also needs a bank account. So the PayPal account was hooked up to my bank account, and the Kickstarter was hooked up to my bank account. So the Kickstarter finalizes, they put the money in my bank account, and then that day I go to transfer it into the PayPal account.
Sure.
And it gets declined. They say, you may not add funds at this time. I'm like, that's weird. And so then I try, that was at home, and then I try again on my phone, just like, a couple hours later, I try on my phone just in the bathroom or whatever, and it doesn't work. And then I go to work, and I try on the computer at work, and it doesn't work. And so I call PayPal's customer service, and she's like, how can I help you? I'm like, I'm trying to put money in, and I can't get it to go in. And she's like, oh, why do you want to put money in? And so my thought is, go fuck yourself. Why do you care why I'm putting money in? It doesn't matter why. Make it work. But I tell her, well, I have this Kickstarter money, and I want to put it into here because I want to keep it separate from my personal money, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, okay. So let me put you on hold and check. And she puts me on hold, and she comes back, and she's like, oh, nope, we can't do it. And I'm like, why not? And she's like, oh, because your IP address isn't secure. And I'm like, well, number one, I've tried 3 different computers, so that's bullshit. Number two, fuck you. She's like, oh, well, someone could hack and take your money. I'm like, good. It's my money. You don't get to tell me not to put my money into my PayPal account. If I want to be throw it all in there and it all gets hacked and lost, that's my $8,000 to lose. It's not yours, so fuck you. Also, the IP address thing is BS. She's like, oh, okay, well, forget the IP address thing. I can't do it because you already have $600 in there, and so you can't add more money because there's still money in there. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's a common bank thing. Once you have money in a bank account, you can't put more money in an account.
Yeah. And yeah, she's like, don't worry, because you can still spend the money and it'll automatically come out of your bank account. And I'm like, yeah, I know that I could. Mm-hmm. I know that nothing's stopping me from spending the money from PayPal that then gets pulled, but I just want to fucking put the money in there. And so I had her transfer me to her supervisor, who's saying like the same thing. He's like, oh yeah, no, we can't put more money in because you already have money there. And also, and then he's like, oh, well, what it actually is that because this new PayPal account, the ATC PayPal account, is less than 120 days old, even though the bank account is verified, since the PayPal account is new, you can only transfer up to $1,000 per week to the PayPal account from your bank account. I'm like, okay, one, why didn't she just say that if that was the actual reason? Two, hold on a minute. I attempt to transfer $1,000. You cannot add funds at this time. And I'm like, well, it's not letting me do $1,000. Like, well, it won't let you do the $1,000 because you already tried to do $7,000. I'm like, what the what? Are you shitting me? He's like, oh, you could try the $1,000 again at a later date. I'm like, how about I try shoving my foot so far up your ass at this exact date that you puke out my Reeboks? Oh, I was so fucking angry. And I'm swearing at him. He's like, sir, I'm sure we can communicate better. I'm like, I'm communicating quite well because you know exactly how I feel and what I'm thinking, and that's what communication is all about. He's like, well, you know, in the terms and agreements you signed when you signed up for PayPal, I'm like, fuck you. There's no way the terms and agreements that I signed said, by the way, we won't let you give us money. He's like, oh no, we're actually being very magnanimous, you see, because we make money off of you putting money into the PayPal account and us being benevolent enough to not allow you to put your money at risk by putting it into the PayPal account, even though if it was there we'd get more money off of the fees, really means that we're saints. Oh my god, if he was in the room with me, I would have ripped out his eyes.
You should be like, sir, can I have your address? No reason.
Yeah, just funny trivia, what's your address? So fucking angry. Like, it's my money. Like, let me put my money in my account.
I could see the reasoning behind of the limiting in the transfers over a brand new account, because it's, you know, all it takes is for some shady person to open up a PayPal account, get it verified with somebody's account, and then just start transferring.
But it's verified, right? Like, it's not like I could open a new PayPal account, hook it to your bank account, and then transfer all the money into my PayPal account. If I already had access to your bank account, I could just take the money. Like,
when you verify, they like put like a couple pennies. Yeah, they did a couple things.
It's verified. I checked like 3 times during the phone call to make sure that I had verified the account, because I had done so 2 months ago specifically to make this not happen.
Correct.
Hey, fun.
Yeah.
Nothing I can say.
Hey, they were there for you. They're helping you, Nathan.
So, no resolution.
Oh, no resolution whatsoever.
Awesome.
So my resolution is just going to be to spend all the Kickstarter money as quickly as possible so that it's gone before I can accidentally spend it on, like, hookers and blow.
That explains the new car.
Yeah.
Kaboom. Suck it, people.
Nathan will personally drive you to the ATC.
I have no choice left but to embezzle.
You tried not to. PayPal forced your hand to embezzlement.
The new sci-fi novel. I have no PayPal and I must embezzle.
My beard so angry. Getting stuck in the pop filter.
Like, I'm not unreasonable, right? Like, it's my fucking money. Like,
it makes, for the most part, everything you said makes sense.
And so I told the guy, I'm like, you're not my babysitter. You're not my parents. It's my money. Let me put my money into my PayPal account.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're worried about like the way the money gets, like, I don't know if you can do anything illegal from PayPal with your own money.
Nothing that you couldn't do from your bank account.
Yeah, it's not like putting it in a weird burner account or something like that.
Right. Because their very point goes against them. Like, right now I could use my PayPal debit card, which I only got so that I could make sure I only spent money from my PayPal and not from my personal account. I could go spend. I only have $600 in the PayPal because 6 teams have so far put deposits down. The rest of the Kickstarter money is my personal thing. I could go buy a car with my PayPal debit card, and it would take the $600 PayPal, and then it would take the rest of it out of my personal account. It's already all the same money. Like, and they're like, yeah, so you could already still spend it. It's like, I know that. That's not my point.
You just want to keep it separate.
Yeah.
That's
you got to keep them separated.
Hey. Don't pay no mind.
I don't like the whole you tried to do it with 7,000.
Right?
Like, you should at least be able to put the amount that you're allotted in there. That was, I remember I had the same problem with a phone company where I would attempt to pay my bill online, something would happen and there'd be a disconnect so that the money came out of my account but never made it to them and they wouldn't let me pay them again.
Yeah.
Another garbage thing.
And the super annoying thing to me was when I tried to transfer the funds on PayPal's website, it says, you may not add funds at this time. And that's it. It didn't say you have a limit of $1,000 a week. It didn't say your IP address isn't secure. It didn't say your account is too new. It just says, can't do it. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Well, PayPal is so big. They can, with Apple Pay and Samsung Pay coming out and these other things coming into play, I think that'll kind of lessen PayPal's hold over the internet payments. Because, I mean, there are, I know more people who hate PayPal, but it's just the thing you do. And there are some other people who say, well, just use Google Pay. I'm like, well, Google can go fuck itself before I sign up for Google Pay.
Sure.
But there's more things. As more companies get doing this, I think companies like PayPal, who have kind of the edge right now, are going to have to be more reasonable in some other stuff. But for so long, they can just like make up whatever they want for terms, and you know, you suck at your PayPal.
It's right.
Like, which is, you know, dumb.
And then I was trying to think if I could just pay, because my bank account is also a bit linked to my personal PayPal account.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out if I could, from my personal PayPal account, make a payment to the championship PayPal account of the entire Kickstarter value.
You could send it as a gift.
And send it as a gift so that they don't take a percentage, and that would get it in there anyway. Mm-hmm. Like,
but doesn't gift, and I might just be
or you said it behind. Personally.
If you do a gift, though, it makes it so that you pay the amount, right?
One of the ways you can pay it, they don't take a cut at all.
Okay, I knew there's. I just thought for some reason there was a way to make it that the person you send the money to pays it, or you pay it.
I think
it
there is an option to make that as an option, because I think there is a third way of doing it. But I've only ever done it where I made a payment and they pay it, or I did a gift.
Yeah.
I think there is a third method. But you know what? That's a big deal. Sorry. I figured I had to get that out there because I know Nathan had a thing last week. And
so is your bank in Panama, Nathan?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse you mispronounced Panama.
That is my drug lord theme song.
Theme thong.
I
don't want to know about your theme thong.
Let him see that thong.
Yay, thong.
Well, I guess for events, though, to steer it back on track, is the very next one coming up in Wisconsin is the Oshkosh 50-point two-list, or two-list optional, I guess, like a regular steamroller, but the only stipulation is your lists have to be tier 4 of a theme list.
Theme 4 tier list?
Yep. Tier 4.
Tier 4 theme list. That's this coming Saturday, the
16th. Force tier 4.
You, me, Jordan are a car.
We are?
Yes, if you want that.
Okay.
You're driving.
What? No.
It's just funny to me because the last Oshkosh event we went to, both of my lists were tier 4.
You could also go in that car.
Except too. I work this Saturday.
You worked last Saturday.
No, I was at Adepticon last Saturday.
He's got inventory this
Saturday. Oh, like yesterday. Yes, so I was supposed to have yesterday. I have this weekend off.
Yeah.
But I had to work yesterday because I had Sunday off because I took Adepticon weekend off, so then I ended up working this past Saturday, which should have been my weekend off, and so now I am working this Saturday, which is supposed to be my weekend of work. Okay. Working weekends blows ass, and the thing is, no matter what's supposed to be my weekend of work, I will always work on every tournament anyone ever schedules ever without fail.
Find a Saturday with some goddamn Star Wars Rebellion, you son of a bitch.
There, anyway, that's all I had. After that, though, is Baraboo is doing a tournament.
Bull on through, Booker. Bull on through.
I'm just trying to get them all out there. So that one, I believe Nathan should be available for.
Wait, next Saturday, the 23rd. What is it?
It's just a 50-point steamroller.
I should be able to do
that. I made it specifically so you could come to it.
High five. I should be able to go to that.
And then right after that, it seems like LaCrosse is doing a 35-point steamroller on Sunday, which I may go
to. Spoiler, no one cares about LaCrosse.
Or 35 points.
Chinese food is amazing, and that's why you go to LaCrosse.
The Chinese buffet on the west side of Madison, where the Pedro's used to be, is super legit.
This is like
they have really good borscht.
I think LaCrosse has the second highest concentration of Hmong American or Hmong Chinese people in the United States.
Hmongs are what? Huh?
It's among Americans, I think, really is what you would say.
Yeah.
Among the living?
Hmong are from China.
They're among the living.
They're among, yeah. No, I just, political correctness aside, there's a lot of Chinese people there, and they make some really good food. In order to survive, there are 3 Chinese places, maybe 4 Chinese places, and to survive in that kind of social situation or diversity situation is really tough. You have to be amazing for it to work. So their Chinese food is legit.
Good to know.
Yep.
I'd be interested in going if I had a ride.
Well, you have two. You can go Oshkosh and you can do
I'm not going to drive to both.
Well, Baraboo, I can drive to Baraboo.
Yeah, Baraboo's the 23rd. The lacrosse thing is the 24th then?
24th.
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah. No, that's what he said the next day.
I thought you meant the next
one. They're a lot of their like playership comes from like Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon players on Saturdays. So I know. Wargaming kind of slips over to Sunday, which really sucks, but I would like to go there if that is actually happening. I've asked like twice. Is this an actual thing that's happening? And nobody's said yes or no.
I would be very apprehensive at that point.
If you're going to the Theme Force Tier 4 event on Saturday in Oshkosh, make sure one of your lists can deal with Doom Reavers, or don't be surprised when you lose terribly
again. Don't come at all if one of your lists can't deal with Doom Reavers. Just don't bother.
John was talking to me on Friday, and he's like, Jordan might not play Doom Reavers, and I just started laughing. I didn't even let him finish his sentence.
Yeah, that's his list.
When some of the new models come out, he does have new theme forces he's going to try, but it requires models that aren't yet released.
It requires, like, what, 15 Ragers?
Yeah. Or two Victors. Proxied that, and he lost terribly, so I don't think he's going to do it anymore.
He did it against me when he lost. He did a hybrid of it. He didn't like the hybrid.
I thought he played it pure against like Rick or somebody and lost terribly.
He was going to modify it just slightly, but stay with it. He still has hope for it. But anyway. So
I think that's the run of all the events that are happening that are coming up soon in Wisconsin.
Boom. Cool. Is that pretty Grumbles?
That topic we didn't talk about very much last week dominated our thread.
Yeah, I love how we like, well, thread's so useless sometimes. we just, they like put our toe in a topic and moved on. And that's all people talk about on the thread.
To be fair, when I brought it up when I posted the thread, I was like, oh, by the way, we totally avoided talking about this topic. I knew that bringing it up would make them talk about it in the thread.
You just sort of,
I kind of chummed the water a little bit.
Yeah.
It didn't explode like I expected it to.
It was pretty good.
Because everyone agrees women should shut up and not talk. And then it was a pretty simple.
The only people who don't agree are the women, but they shouldn't be telling us that.
Yeah.
Like we've already ascertained that.
Get me a pie, bitch. And then you move on with your day.
I was going to bring this up in the thread there, and then I didn't just because I'm lazy and didn't want to type. But people were talking about bullying in the nerd community and something. And I was thinking about that guy who took his picture in the front of all the butt cracks.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that guy is he did it, and he put the pictures online, and we all laughed at him. It was like, that's funny. Look at all those butt cracks. We'd all been there. I assure him, sick of seeing butt cracks. And then he got banned by Wizards of the Coast for a couple years from gathering tournaments. And we're all like, that's bullshit. It was just a joke. And then somebody mentioned it, and then I thought about it. I'm like, it was really fucking shitty thing to do. Like, that's really bullying. That's really, like, if those were women, if he had taken those pictures up women's skirts and pictures of their panties or cleavage or something like that, it would be sleazy and gross.
With his face in front of cleavage, I would probably see that.
But even that, like, so that, those fat guys with their asses hanging out of their pants that he's taken the pictures with, they didn't tell him to put a picture of their butt on the internet.
True.
Like, isn't that, like, a seriously bullying thing for him to have done?
Yeah, well, even if you transcend bullying, the topic that we like throwing around, it is if you take women and men as being equal in all body types and in all fashions, it's sexual harassment.
Right? It was, and that's the thing, and I guess I skipped that when I went to the panty thing, but he's sexually harassing these men.
Yeah, imagine if he was taking pictures of cleavage. It's the same look. Basically,
correct.
He'd get arrested. He wouldn't get banned from DCI and get slapped on the wrist with that. There would be police there, and they'd be arresting him, and women would be suing him.
Right,
and that's perfectly acceptable.
So, or even if it's the exact same thing, like none of those butt cracks were a woman's ass hanging out of her her pants with a thong or anything like that. You know, if he's posing behind supermodels and saying, quick, take a picture of me squatting and make sure you get her ass crack in the camera, and now I'm going to go ahead and put it up on the internet. He's a sleazebag shithead.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I think it's the treatment that he got was very light compared to what could have happened.
I think the nerd community has a weird stance on bullying because there's a lot of suppressed rage because 90% of it 90% of the nerd community received bullying. Mm-hmm.
Say 70.
Well, there's
also, okay, we'll go 70. But, you know, like, it's becoming more mainstream now with the movies and stuff. But for those of us, you know, in the late 30s or 40s or whatever, like, if you're playing D&D and you go to school talking about your half-elf whatever, you're just going to get a wedgie and a swirly, you know? And I think, and you're never going to get laid either.
Yeah.
So because of those two things, we've gotten the rise of, number one, we lash back and we bully because fuck you, jocks. You don't know what it's like to be a nerd. You're not allowed to go see the Avengers. And then we also, because of never getting laid, you get the MRA fedora wearing nice guy assholes.
Or take over closer.
Yeah, fuck from you, Lust.
Yeah.
Another interesting aspect of bullying in the nerd community and how things can get misconstrued into different ways and still mean the same thing at the end of the day is when people try to breed bad players or bad player experiences out of their meta. So like if I have a guy who comes to the store and is constantly raffle stomping people and gloating about it, the community will band together and try to find ways to play that guy out of their meta in some way, shape, or form. And isn't that another form of like bullying if you were to break it down? Like there's a difference, but there's a fine line between the betterment of your community and bullying.
Well, that is like, if you just don't play him and you just shun him, I think that's less of a thing.
Also, a lot of it's because some people have no ability. Some people just can't confront someone with problems. They have no ability to like say, hey, guy, you know, these habits you have are really off-putting. You know, it's kind of rubbing everyone the wrong way. Can we talk about it? No one has that ability to do that. They're like,
Yeah, like
and I... that's a big, huge issue.
I still feel kind of bad about, you know, I mean, this is almost 2 years ago now, I think, that this guy came on a couple Wednesdays, and he looked like a guy who drives trucks, and then at every truck stop, he rapes somebody to death. Like, this guy was just this just greasy, like, you know, whatever. Like, just picture that in your head, and you are accurately picturing what this guy looked like. And so nobody would play a game with him. Like, he was new. He barely got any pickup games. Everybody would be like, oh, wait, that guy came in. Quick, play a game with me so I don't have to play a game with that guy. But he never, like, was an asshole. Like, nobody even interacted with him enough to find out his personality. He just was that, like, that very awkward, you know, weirdness to him.
We just assumed
there was a dead body in his trunk, so nobody would interact with him. And so he came like 2, 3, 4 weeks, nobody would play with him, and then he just stopped showing up. And I still feel really bad about that. Like, for all I know, that's a really nice guy who just, you know, doesn't have good hygiene or good personal
skills. Or he's in jail right now.
Or he's in jail. I don't know. Yeah, I know. But I feel bad about never playing a couple games and trying to give him a chance.
I think that's kind of part of the gaming culture in a sense where we play against people that we trust. You know, it's when somebody new comes in, we don't interact with them until they make the first move. It seems like all the newcomers, if they want to get into a gaming group, they always have to be the one that has to be the outgoing person to actually try to interact. And if it's not an outgoing person, that person's basically just never going to interact.
Sure. Yeah, you've got to fight your way. A good example is there's a guy who's been coming around the store in Baraboo, and he literally sat down for 2 hours and watched two people play and didn't say a fucking word. Yeah. Like, it took me having to go over there and ask him what his name was. The people he was watching didn't even know his name or interact with him. Mm. It was some intense stuff to see how the nerd community or our gaming community had interacted with someone who was outside of that circle.
Which makes it complicated. Like for us, we play War Machine and there's D&D and stuff. And sometimes you just think, well, the guy sitting next to me is probably just waiting for D&D because he's not interacting with me. So maybe you don't even give it a second thought because you don't know why. Sometimes you don't know why. There's a guy that a couple weeks ago that was there and he was out there for War Machine, but no one knew for quite a while. They just assumed he was a D&D person.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the D&D players come up to you and maybe want to talk to you a little bit.
They go fucking hell.
Yeah, you can say, fuck you, D&D player. You are the reason why I hate Wednesday nights right now, so leave me alone.
And that's what I do. I have a sign. I just put a sign that says, fuck you, D&D players. Go to your fucking basement like you're supposed to and play your fucking game. Then
they started bringing out the partition.
Oh, yeah, thank God for that. I was peeing on them a lot, so they got sick of that, so they put up partitions.
I liked how oh, they went Trump on us, where they decide they're going to put up a wall. Hey, yeah.
That's a great
it's
wall. Fine.
It's better because they used to try to spread out and take more tables. It's like, correct. No, you guys get two tables, shut up and stay there.
Hey, I love when they try to go to the third table. That's my favorite time of the night.
It's like, or when two assholes start to play Guild Ball on a table in the middle of the room.
If we were proxying a War Machine game, you just weren't paying attention.
Brian, they're playing Guild Ball. Like, who's playing what over there?
We knew you'd take care of it.
Fancy enough.
Tell Brian.
There was still room, more room for everyone because we were at that table. Because I would have just said, okay, Michael, let's pack it up and play War Machine. Boom, we're taking up another 6 inches on each side, and now I'm butt bumping with Donald. But
that's his favorite part of the night.
It's a 3x3 table.
The thing with gamers too is everyone, like, if someone's a big sports fanatic, you know, they're basically just a geek for sports, but you don't really call them that. But if you know, it's like just different terminologies, and like, even as like, I see a lot of people who are geeks, sometimes they don't like sports, sometimes they do, but you know, it's more than not, sometimes you kind of get the, you know, the thing where they're not sports fans or whatever. So then you hear a bunch of like people at the game like saying, oh, those guys are doing the sports, or like on Facebook.
Sports ball.
It's sports ball day.
You know, sports ball.
And it's like, you know, now you're just being the biggest assholes they were. I mean, yes.
Kick the touchdown through the field net. Yeah. Sports ball.
I mean, yes, growing up, those sports guys did probably pick the fuck out of you. But you know what? They're passionate about their thing. You're passionate about your thing. Just be happy. They be happy. Let's all fucking be happy, and I'll leave me alone.
Well, and that's what it did to my point. What I was trying to get at was geeks were outsiders. You know, we were always the outside. Like, the mainstream people did this, and then the losers who nobody liked did that, and we were over there. And now that's not the case. Like, now everybody can play. Everybody plays video games. Everybody goes and sees comic book movies. I mean, that shit's mainstream now. And I think that people who loved it before it was mainstream now have this backlash where they've been outsiders for so long that they feel this is their territory. And they feel like the people, they don't understand that they're being absorbed into the mainstream. They think that the mainstream is trying to take their stuff away from them. And so they're defending it. It's like, you're not allowed to like Captain Planet because you don't know anything about this. That it's like, dude, shut up.
And I think it's the only part. And it's definitely
you're not a real nerd. You can't be a real nerd. Yeah. You have a vagina. And if you were a real nerd, you would have had sex with me in high school. Like, what? Shut up.
I think it's also the older geeks. The younger they are, because it's
the less they care. They're used to it. They care
because they're used to it. But it's the older people, and of course, which doesn't help at all, because now you have the older fat weirdo guy who refuses to conform to anything as being even double creepier about it. They're doubling down on their thing, so it makes it look even worse.
Yeah, and you've also got the perfect battleground for it too, because the internet's another thing, like video games, that's become more like ubiquitous throughout our society.
Yeah.
And that's where nerds were breeding at the beginning of social networking. And now that the rest of the world's coming to it, it's kind of like it's our realm. So we get to say what we want to, who we want to. The anonymity's there, so we can be the biggest bullies and jerks ever. Especially when you're communicating with someone about a sexual harassment charge, or not charge really, but a accusation, right?
Yeah.
And just being a complete asshole, because you know you send that thing off, it's out and done, and you don't have to touch it again.
It's about ethics in board gaming. Mm-hmm. Have you read any of those articles about the rise of the gender split in video gaming advertisement?
No, I haven't.
That's really interesting, because we know about the collapse of video gaming with like E.T. Mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And prior to that collapse, if you look at all of the print advertisement and all the television advertisement, it is pretty much equal, men and women. There's mom, dad, sister, and brother. The four of them are playing video games. Like, it's 100% gender neutral. And even when it's not family, even if it's just young kids, it's equal split. It's 100% gender neutral. Just people and kids like video games. And after the collapse, when they tried to regain it, and there's different theories about why this happened, one of which was that they started being sold in toy stores instead of electronic stores, and toy stores were split. Here's girls' toys and boy toys and stuff like this. And so for whatever reason, they had to pick. Are video games a girl toy or a boy toy? And they decided they are a boy toy. And from that point on, they advertised with boys playing games, and they put tits in the commercials, and they did this and that, and they just made them, you know, Gears of War, gung-ho, you know, manliness, and women are objects, and rescue the princess, and all the commercials just had guys and kids and boys playing them, and girls never played them. Girls were never the heroes, or if they were, they were just triangular boob Tomb Raider so that guys could stare at her boobs. It's just, girls didn't play video games according to the advertisers, and then it fed on itself, because then it became true, because girls didn't want to play these games, and so it just became this men's game just arbitrarily after the collapse because they just decided, hey, let's just advertise to boys. And I just think, like, how different would it be now if for the last 30 years it had been gender neutral?
Well, and you also touching on that, too, is the demonization of a woman's opinion about a game, right? Yeah. Like, one of the cartoons that I saw most recently was a guy and a lady are sitting on a couch, and she has a drink, and you realize later in the frame that he's roofied the drink, and she passes out, and instead of doing unspeakable things to her, he's playing a video game. Like, that's the thing that he can't do while she's awake, right?
Sure, because women don't like video games, and they're ball-busting monsters, and yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and I think Katie saw that stereotype, and actually she embraces that stereotype because of, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't seen Jeremy. Yeah. He's just been roofied.
He's been logged into the division.
He was like, we were playing yesterday morning, and Katie's like, I'm hungry, go give me food. And we are all just like laugh because we could hear him over the chat thing. And we're just like, oh, Jeremy, she can't get herself her own food. Have fun. We're going to be here playing video games when you go get Katie food because she just didn't feel like leaving the house.
Well, that's the gender roles swapped right there because he would be the gatherer then.
Yeah. Their gender roles is he's just a bitch. That's really the Katie-Jeremy relationship. He's the bitch. She's whatever she wants to be.
Is Master Blaster.
Hey, it works. And it's hilarious.
Because yeah. Jeremy does have a mind like a child.
Oh, Ben Lang asking if I called his wife stupid. Hey, Ben, did she drink the beers? They're good? Huh? They should answer. I may or may not have called Ben Lang's wife stupid on last week's podcast.
You did call her stupid. Yes.
I meant it in a loving way. She seems like a wonderful human being, but she purposely did not drink free New Glarus beer, and that's a pretty stupid thing to do.
Well, it means that next time during Adepticon, maybe I can stay with Ben Lang instead.
Because I can.
Banned from the house.
See, she drank the beer. She's a brilliant woman who happened to do a stupid thing. And then after she married Ben, she did another stupid thing, which was to not drink New Glarus beers.
Boom.
Boosh. Because Ben.
Naboom.
Naboo?
Naboom.
Naboo.
No, Naboom.
Naboom. That's when the Death Star blows up Naboo. Yeah, it's a Naboom. Naboom.
Yeah, it's Baraboo is another interesting like social experiment to watch. No, I'm just like I'm trying to get what? Back on this like social.
We've moved on.
No, I'm like you guys can say different versions of boom all you want, but I think like
it's big bada boom,
big bada boom.
Very Shaka-laka. Interesting looking at gaming communities.
Open the door.
I mean, at least through the I can only look at it through a War Machine lens right now because that's the one that I look through the most. We have 3 to 4 female players that come to Baraboo. Like they're not usually there all at once, but at least 2 every week. And it's
one of them has a tolerable husband.
Yeah, one of them does. Who? I don't know. That means well, Amanda and I aren't married yet, so that doesn't count.
But, oh, yet? When's the date?
Hey, Amanda. Hey, Amanda. I like how we're talking about. I always like sometimes we talk about all these things and rights and things. You know, we have the girl outside just sitting downstairs by herself. And she's not allowed in the room with us. She has to stay out there by herself quietly.
She's entertaining herself because she doesn't want to be part of this shit.
Yeah,
so. My middle stepdaughter. You put her in the kitchen
for a few minutes.
Middle stepdaughter might be getting married out of necessity because her boyfriend's roommate is going to move away and he can't afford the place on his own. So he wants her to move in with him, but she said that she won't live with them unless they get married. So he might have to propose to her just because he can't afford rent on his own.
Economic stability, that's what marriage is all about, right? But no, it's like to watch Baraboo people interact with females in their game normally. Like you think about, I mean, I just am super observant, so like when a new player comes in, I can see that their eyes might get a little wandery and creepy, and I usually try to stomp that out as quickly as I can. But like a lot of other players, they seem to have learned how to treat women like an equal or just like a standard person. So I don't know. It seems like in Madison there just aren't many there's not a female presence at the store very often.
Yeah. I mean, we lost Katie and then
a trucker guy took them all.
Yeah. he did. No, we lost Katie, and then like Casey and John don't come all that time because they're Baraboo based, and then again Danielle and Aaron play in Baraboo more than they play in Madison, so we lost a lot of the female players in the Madison area.
Yeah, I think it's wargaming is one of those things where it's harder to find females in general, and I feel like what this woman wrote in her article is the standard for wargaming, but when it does happen, it is pretty egregious, whether it happened or not. It still needs to be paid attention to. I don't think you can dismiss it as saying, well, without proof, I'm not going to believe a thing she says.
You can't prove verbal. Well, I mean, verbal or inappropriate touching, that's something that's very difficult to prove in that regard.
Well, and a lot of women don't report anything like that in the first place because they don't think people will believe them or they're afraid they'll get in trouble or something like that. It's just, I don't think you should be dismissive when someone makes an accusation like that and just say, if you can't prove it, it didn't happen, then you're kind of devaluing or voiding their experience.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
So it sucks. Malifaux is a bad game.
Yeah.
And War Machine is better.
No. Well,
Andy's a Guild Ball player now.
He is. I'm not a Guild Ball player.
He got forced into it.
He loves Guild Ball. No. He does nothing but play Butchers. Brewers? Butchers. You got Butchers, right?
You can get Andy to play any game if you give it to him for free. So what I'm going to do is buy a Malifaux starter kit.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm going to give it to Andy.
No. I'm tempted to get an
Andy. Just giving me models doesn't mean I play it. I have the butcher box downstairs, not assembled. Nothing.
I'll get the engineer's box, okay?
Okay.
Because they're terrible, is what I've heard.
Okay.
So I'll play them and then I'll lose a whole bunch, and then I'll say, fuck this game, and that'll make sure I never want to never cave in and play Guild Ball.
What we should do is we should play a battle box game where a third party modifies the two battle boxes that causes me to have an exponential bonus in the game and cause you to immediately lose in it, so then you will never touch the game for like a year.
What I've heard about Butchers and Engineers, they don't have to modify them.
Okay.
I think it's like Kator versus Kator versus Crick's battle boxes. You know, where it's
I was thinking of this is the anecdote I'm going to is when Jim and I first played War Machine back in Mark One. The person that made the Signar battle box took, I think, Haley and two defenders versus Sorsha and a Juggernaut and, you know, the normal Kator battle box. And this is black card Haley.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there. We set up, went for our first turn. We both moved our jacks. And then I'm studying my card. I'm like, oh, so I
you can mean black just card Sorsha.
Black card Sorsha.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm like, so I can cast Windrush. And then with two more focus, I can cast Windrush again.
And then I can feet and charge him.
I can feet and charge him. And Nori's like, yep. I'm like, a done?
And then Jim didn't play War Machine Jim for didn't 5 play years. War Machine
for like at least, I think it was at least 2 years after that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I love this picture.
Yes.
Why is everyone buying me games now? Okay, I'm fine. Yes, I do not want to learn how to play.
Let me get on this. I don't like anything. Please send me everything. I'll give it a chance.
My brother sent me a message. My brother, yes. My brother was at like an estate sale or something. And he's like, hey, they have some board games here. I'm like, oh, okay, what do they have? And he said, well, here's her husband was apparently a big collector. Here was his Board Game Geek username. And go look up his collection on Board Game Geek, and it's like 600 games, and they're all the greatest games ever. And he's like, do you have anything on this list that you want? And I'm like, yes, just buy me all of them. Like, they're fucking amazing. But I don't think Adam would give those to me for free. I'd have to buy them.
Adam, if you want, I'll take them.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
I had like Twilight Struggle and Brass, and I had, you know,
I do want to play Brass.
I want to play. Yeah, I like Brass. I played Brass once. And I had no idea what I was doing, and I won, and I said I retire undefeated, because I do that when I luckily win a game for the first time. And
I did that for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
No idea what
the game. Notre Dame was one of the other games they had that I wanted to get. Like, he had, if it's in the top 590 ranked games on Board Game Geek, this guy had them, because apparently he was just
gung-ho.
And now he's dead. So I won all of his games.
People die?
We won't.
Oh.
We won't. Love will keep us alive forever.
I'm baking on hatred.
Yeah, Crokinole, which they talk about that all the time on Board Game Geek, and I want to buy it. That like puck hockey game.
So you can buy all those games, Nathan. I hate
that game.
Nathan, you can buy all those games.
Yeah.
I played it.
Yes, oh, with my Kickstarter money, because it's not in the PayPal account. Yes, embezzlement.
We'll play videos of them, though, so it'll be okay.
You're just making an investment. You hope by the time that you need to actually purchase those items for the ATC, that the value has increased enough for you to roll them real quick and make more money.
But the ogly women equals thing is tough sometimes. Completely non-jokey. Because, like, we have our drives and whatever. Like, Adepticon a few years back, when Hollywood still played the game, he yelled at me one time because there was a girl playing and she was bent over. And if you wanted to, you could look down her shirt. And I wasn't. And he was like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you looking down her shirt? You can see her boobs. And I'm like, you're a weirdo. Why, you know, I have some respect. And then, like, 2 years later, I'm at a tournament and a girl's measuring her control area and I'm totally just looking down her shirt. I'm like, okay. And I caught myself and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit.
Well, and this doesn't...
But it's hard because, like, I'm attracted to women, right?
It is difficult to break that, but you do have to... At some point, you have to just have a mutual respect for your opponent at some point, right?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't my opponent. Like, I was walking... It was an unrelated game.
He was in the bathroom. He was in the woman's bathroom.
My game was over. I was walking up and down the aisles. I'm being honest here.
An interesting aspect to piggyback off of that one is most male gamers, or war gamers in particular, are not fit people. We are not the type of people that will be in magazines showing off our six-pack.
Generally not.
So
depends on the part of the country. Like the Midwest, no. I think when you get to like the East, the West Coast, you have your more fit gamers.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, you know, just based on environment. The
Midwest is the only gaming like area that matters, though, because we have all the best game conventions ever, like War Machine Weekend being the best game convention
absolutely
in the world. So
pretty much no game convention outside the Midwest are worth a damn.
Exactly. I mean, like, if you go out to the East Coast, it's just going to get bombed by tea water, right?
Yeah, if you're not in the Central Time Zone, you're shit.
Exactly. That's like when people ask, I've been talking a lot with the folks from Battle Driven, and they try to tell me these weird times that don't exist, and I get on and I'm like, I'm ready to talk to you people, but you're not here because they're not on our time, which is the real time. But to get back at it, I wonder how women would react to very fit, physically fit men playing against them. It'd just be an
interesting guy have his shirt on or off, are you saying?
No, I mean, like, if you go to a guy who like wears this t-shirt size that fits him exactly, instead of someone like me who might have to wear one size too small because I've gained too much weight and don't want to buy more clothes, what their reactions in the game would be like? Would they be staring at that person, or does it matter on a personal level? Because, like, if men are, like, programmed, in air quotes, to just look at the opposite sex in a way of attraction, do you think women would do the same thing in a game?
I think people would, because, I mean, we're all sexual beings to some extent or another.
When a lady plays Jake Van Meter, is she just all oogly eye the entire time, is what you're saying?
And then you also have to kind of move it. Like, you'd have to look to a more woman-dominated area. Yeah. Like, let me just get full on sexist just to pick an example. But let's say we have like a knitting guild, okay, that's nothing but women, and then Chris Hemsworth joins it and he's just knitting with his shirt off. Like, of course, they're all just going to stare at his abs.
Yeah.
Because.
Isn't that Ghostbusters?
Yeah, there you go. So Ghostbusters. Holy shit. Yeah, so Ghostbusters.
But I mean, that was on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say that was on purpose. Not just that I have a thing for Chris Hemsworth. But, we're sexual beings, right? And so, number one, you have an attractive person of the opposite gender, you're going to look at them anyway. And number two, you get that supply and demand thing, right? If 99% of that group is male and there's one female there, the males are going to look at her. Mm-hmm. If there's 99% females and there's one male, the females are going to look at him. It's when it's more 50-50 that you kind of stop caring because, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, when I was a Magic player in the like late 90s, early 2000s, if you were a female that was looking for a male companion, and you really like you were at the point where your expectations were within like somewhat of a realistic category, and you weren't looking for like super hot, super rich guy. If you were a female and went to one Magic tournament that was large, pick of the crop, that every single person would be immediately attracted to you because you play Magic. So that supply and demand thing rings true there too. It's really interesting. But also women are, like, I think they're more socialized to not look at men that way, too. I mean, other than just, like, currently I think that's a lot different. But if you look at an older woman, like, in their 30s, 40s... And I'm saying not someone who is in their 20s, which is, you know, that
older woman. How old is that old hag in the downstairs? That grizzled Methuselah woman that you're with.
Oh, she's got a knife.
I think she is going to cut you. Amanda's
me? You're the one who said older woman.
She's not in her 30s.
How old is she?
Does she look 30 to you, Nathan? Oh, boy. We got to go. We got to stop this podcast now.
30 is young to me.
Unplug us from the internet. Delete everything.
32?
Tort. Don't tell anyone what just happened today, Tort.
I'm 32. Ugh.
Right. I just thought Amanda was around the same age.
No, she is not. I robbed that cradle.
She robbed the grave.
Zappity grumbles. Zappity grumbles. Zappity
Our
grumbles.
Our relationship was perfectly legal when we first met.
What I think you were going to say is kind of true. Like, women look at men, they have the thoughts just as much. Women are just as sexual as men.
It's not like Sex in the City people are walking around on in every female conscious, right? Like, they just don't do that.
I think in their heads they do. I think it's just
why
culturally
don't we ask a woman instead of guessing? What do four men think a woman thinks?
let's be like the Senate discussing women's rights.
Three men. I have not said a word throughout this entire conversation.
What I'm going to say is that, like, Playboy is, men, and they look and they like boobs, and that's what it's like to be a man. But Playgirl is a joke because, ha, 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 women don't really like to look at a naked man. Like, that's the cultural
According
viewing.
To the pictures I send out, that statement's true.
That's true. Yeah. They don't, they're like, why did you send this to me?
Yeah.
Please so stop. Obviously, this is a monastery.
I'm at Walmart. You're like, no.
Culturally, men ogle women, and it's normal. If a woman ogles a man, it's weird, and that's not true. Like,
Well, even their porn. Well, I had heard this once through the grapevine. Is that pornography that's geared towards women is women? More about the story than it is the actual physicality of the mechanical sex, right?
But even still, they want an attractive man in it.
They do, but that attractive man has to have dialogue, and there has to be a point to the whole thing at the end of it,
right? But what I'm saying is that even if the porn is different, if a woman is watching porn and masturbating and a man's watching porn and masturbating, we're still human beings watching porn and masturbating.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, all right. Zappity grumble.
Brian and Nathan have been cut off.
I would apologize to everyone for what just happened. Please keep your hate mail to yourself.
You guys going
to
be good?
There you go. Oh boy!
I thought I was being fair.
Yeah, we were both like being very.
God damn it!
And that's what women like, because that's what men have said.
We were being inclusive. I'm trying to.
Oh my God.
Take perspectives.
So the one thing that you should do is if you have a new player that's in your meta that comes in, you shouldn't oogle them.
Unless it's ogle?
Yeah. Well, you should be a little bit more outgoing to new people coming into your meta.
Well, and even in myself though, like I'm a large, heavily tattooed man.
Walk into the store, he's like, "How's it going?" I'm like, "I gotta go."
Exactly. Like people have so many times been like, "Oh my God, you're a nerd, really?" Like they walk into my cube at work and they say, "Oh, you don't have pictures of dead cows on the wall." It's although I do have Frazetta art, which is kind of the same thing.
You're not in a biker gang?
What's that?
No, I'm not.
I don't own a motorcycle.
I was thinking about decorating my house with nothing but Goya films, like Saturn devouring his children and all those. I thought that would be really classy.
Exactly, it would be, but people would look at you.
That's art.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. It's crazy stuff out there.
I wonder if I could cosplay Saturn devouring his children.
Maybe.
I'd have to be naked.
You could, if you want to like really get high level and get some Bill Nye Science Guy stuff going on, you could turn into Shattern again.
Zappity grumble.
All right. Zappity. All right. Which Animaniacs character are you?
Pinky and the Brain were Animaniacs, technically, weren't they? They were part of that same cartoon series. Yes.
Buttons chasing Minnie. I'll read a thing. Feathers flock together. Sure. Peter Sings of Earth, but I don't remember.
Dee Dee and
there's the squirrel, right? And then there's I'll be her, the squirrel, the angry old squirrel.
I'll be Mickey.
What was her fucking name?
I have no
Yakko,
idea.
Yakko, Wacko, and Dot.
That's the Animaniacs. That's the Animaniacs, but they had the Good Feathers on there, and then they had Pinky and the Brain, and then they had Rita and Runt, which was the cat and the dog, and then there was Buttons and Mindy, which was the little girl who'd get in trouble, and Buttons had to rescue her, and then there was the two hippos, and there was that fucking squirrel who would hit people because she was always angry and crotchy and old. It was like all of the Golden Girls in one squirrel. My phone's outside. I can't Google Animaniac Squirrel, and this is going to drive me insane.
I'll do it for you.
All right.
Zap. But I was her.
All right.
What are you?
I don't know. I He said brain.
I already got it. Slappy squirrel.
Slappy squirrel. Slappy squirrel.
Thanks, Tort.
I'm an octogenarian woman.
I would probably be wacko.
By the way, Amanda did say that she has many feelings towards our topic, and we were all wrong.
She's the only woman in the building. She's correct.
Yep.
We're going to go with what she said.
We should have brought her up.
She can't.
I don't think she would have walked out of this room alive, to tell you the truth.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I didn't say a damn word. I feel
you
pretty
bad. You could have stopped
you,
it.
You have testosterone flowing through your system. You would die.
No, I'd be fine. Yep. I'd be fine.
Okay. As long as you got to watch us get murdered and maimed, right?
That's fine.
I'm interested to see how wrong we are because I thought we were being very supportive towards women.
Yeah, I know. I was at least trying to go from an altruistic perspective.
You were being very polite, telling her how she should handle her uterus.
She can do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah, that was my point.
Jesus Christ. Zappity.
I'm Slappy Squirrel, who's a woman, see? I'm supportive.
Transgendered.
Mm-hmm. No, she was a straight up woman.
No, so but you would be.
The most trans species.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting question. And I kind of interested by it. Is the prolonged 2015 steamroller having any negative effects on the War Machine community?
Yes and no, I think. And I have a lot of because I like to look at the social situation and economic situation of War Machine and its continuity. And I think that everybody just likes the people who are playing War Machine right now are still liking it. It's still the same game. The scenarios don't matter so much. But I think what we're hoping for is a really big shakeup to make the game feel a lot different and validate other casters that are somewhat invalidated because they can't play in certain scenarios. And I feel like some of because you can't call it anything else other than stagnancy of where the mm-hmm. steamroller packet is at, could be one of the very big reasons why Guild Ball has seen such success in areas where it's been accessible. Like with Adepticon, I think Madison's Guild Ball community doubled in size just because they were there for it.
I'm not what part of that community.
You own a Guild Ball army.
Yeah. You're in the community.
Well, I think it's kind of undeniable that there's some stagnancy in War Machine right now. But it's a matter of the standard year-end doldrums came around, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, how much of it is that? How much of it is the armor skew hasn't been shaken up? How much of it is waiting for new
book? We haven't
had
our yearly TempleCon. People are... I think Privateer Press needs to make a pretty big announcement because people are expecting a big announcement, and I keep hearing all this rumblings. People are... Every person I talk to, no one has any... Not one person has any shred of proof, but every single person I know is expecting Mark 2.5 or 3... And it's spreading around the internet mm-hmm. that I think even if they have a great idea and it's lackluster and it's not like a 2.5 or a 3, people are going to be disappointed.
Yeah. I think that's a lot. I agree with you completely.
That may not even be fair, but now the level, people are wanting a 2.5/3.0 type announcement.
Yeah, they're like, why would they wait this long to tell us all this stuff? They have to be planning something big.
Yeah.
When in reality, they might have their thumb up their ass and are just like, let's make some new casters.
And it would make sense because when they announced like a 3 or 2.5, when they went from 1 to 2, there was definitely a sales lump. Everything kind of slowed down for a... There's
Last
a few
Square
months.
Stopped carrying entirely because they thought War Machine was dead because of that slump. And we all descend like vultures because they put their entire stock at 50% off.
Yeah. And then 2 months later, I hit, and then every store had 30 people at an event every month after month.
By the way, I have incredibly strong feelings about what Tau Beast asked, so we need to make sure we get to that question.
All right.
Well, that is the next question.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to jump there yet. We can keep talking about this. It's a good topic. I just want to make sure we don't lose that.
Well, and the other thing, too, to kick off, since you mentioned discounts, with them putting the axe to online sales, that's another
online
thing.
Online discounts.
Yeah, online discounts. It's not online sales, just discounts at the deep level. That also really put a lot of people on a disappointing level. They were disappointed with that decision.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
There was
a dissenting mm-hmm. opinion towards Privateer Press based on that decision. So they've already got people rolling away from it just because of that. So if they really... I think that Lock and Load has got to blow the doors off the barn, because if it doesn't, it really could mean a lot. A lot of bad is coming towards Privateer Press in the terms of people talking about the gamer voting with their wallet or getting out of it.
So what's
Deputy. Yep. Grumble. All right. What is the best way to make a grilled cheese? Do you put bacon on it, or is it pimento cheese okay?
I take simple generic white bread, some American cheese, and I grill it.
Do you butter the bread?
You butter the bread on the outside, obviously.
Yep. Sure.
Throw the two slices of cheese on the inside.
Two's a good number of slices. Yeah, nice. Do you take one slice and tear it in half? Because then you put a solid slice in a corner, and then you can take the two halves to go around the right edge and the bottom edge, and you just put both in the middle and hope they melt out.
I used to do. I started switching to more fancier cheeses, but I've disliked it all. I need to go with the generic American cheap cheese.
I tried to make a grilled cheese once that was fancy, and it just didn't quite do it for me. Like I do like using Texas toast. Instead of, because I just like thicker bread with a grilled cheese just works better for me.
I use ham.
I don't put any meat in my grilled cheese. It is always just Kraft American cheese.
You take your favorite flavor of Spam.
Throw it away.
You slice it nice and thin. You fry it up nice and crispy on your griddle. Then you put it to the side. And now you have that Spam fat. On the griddle there, so you don't even need to butter your bread. You can toast the bread on there, and you put a slice of cheese on each. I love the
butter, though.
You put a slice of cheese on each, and then you put your Spam on one of them, and then you flip the other one on top, and there's your goodness.
No one but you likes Spam.
Grilled Spam and cheese sandwiches where you toast them and fry the sandwich on the oil from the Spam.
I could maybe do bologna.
Oh man, no! The grilled Spam and cheese sandwich. I will make these for you sometime. You will love them.
Spam. I had Spam when I was 10. It's still in my stomach.
You were wrong. Spam is God's gift. You pan fry the Spam on your. I use an electric griddle.
Are you how Spam
on the electric griddle?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Are you state food Hawaiian?
Hawaiian grilled cheese sandwich.
We could do a podcast on my top 10 favorite flavors of Spam because they're all good.
It's another reason. No, I do. I grew up
poor. I like black pepper Spam.
Poor people in their Spam.
It's so good. Spam's luxury food. Spam's not that cheap, actually. I think it costs more than just buying a ham.
Every type of food that comes in like those pop-top cans, I can't eat. I don't do sardines.
If it's meat and it's on a shelf and it's not frozen, you know there's a problem with it.
Ah, so good.
Unless it's like, you know, summer sausages that come kind of like encased. Nice and
what? We have Nick who agrees completely with Nathan, gave him a plus one, but instead have Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is amazing.
I did the Spam and cheese, but I would butter the bread too because that's the classic way to do it. But then one time I was out of butter, and so out of desperation, I just left the grease on the griddle, and it worked great.
I just thought I would eat butter though, so I like butter a lot.
Sure, just plain white bread with butter spread on it.
Oh yeah, I've done that when I was plenty
of
times.
When I was a kid, I heard about like in prison they had nothing but bread to eat, and I'm like, that sounds great. I'll just eat white bread just all day.
If it's late at night and I don't want to make food, I'll just throw some butter on a bread and eat that.
Yeah.
Fresh bread
sandwich is just fine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially fresh bread and butter. Oh, that's good shit.
I will say, though, there is one thing about having a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato soup.
Oh, sure. You cut it diagonal.
Never done it.
So I could dip it. Actually really goddamn good.
I've never had tomato soup.
My common side item to grilled cheese is regular potato chips.
For some reason, everybody at Adepticon was trying to get me to drink Bloody Marys, and they're fucking terrible.
They're not too bad.
How about this? We'll have a day. You'll make us some Spam grilled cheese and ham. I'll make us some eggs and crackers. We'll have a podcast and a
This podcast is Iron Chef.
Yeah, well, Iron Chef with us.
Fucking stomach either.
Yeah. No, we'll all make a food. We'll do it. We'll podcast from the kitchen because, again, the eggs and crackers has a very short shelf life. So we need to make it, then eat it. Can't let it sit.
Could that be like a collaboration with Katie's food channel?
Katie's Corner?
Yeah, we'll cross over. We'll podcast from Katie's Corner. You'll be making we'll make our foods. We'll eat it. We'll see how long we last.
I'll do it with classic Spam, although bacon Spam and black pepper Spam are really good. Torch should appreciate black pepper Spam. Originally, it was only available in Australia, but they recently started selling it in stores in America. I would
try bacon Spam.
Because they didn't sell in Australia. They just brought it over here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a food out there that spam I make with that cheese is already objectively in it. Bad. I was going to say, I make a pretty good brisket.
More questions from them?
Zappity. There is one more. Hawaiian pizza, ham, cheese, and pineapple. God's gift to mankind or abomination that must be destroyed?
God's gift.
It really depends on if they've strained the pineapple before they put it on. Sure. Because if you get it soggy, it's terrible. If you've ever had a Hawaiian pizza that's with the pineapple that the juice gets all up in there while it's cooking, it's fucking terrible.
When judging food, I always assume we're judging a competently made version of it, in which case Hawaiian pizza is amazing.
It's pretty decent, yeah.
I just don't like pineapple, except for that one scenario.
It is not something that I would eat regularly.
I like how you disguised it as a scenario that you like pineapple.
If it's made from Samba.
Yeah.
I will say ham with a little pineapple juice on, I don't mind. Like if it's
pineapple upside down cake?
I thought you were going to go with the whole pineapple makes your semen not taste bad.
Why would he care how his semen tastes? Never mind.
I don't give away. I don't have a questionnaire at the end. Was the semen acceptable? I don't answer the question. Please rate the CL. Was it too tangy? On a scale of thickness, was it too chunky?
Well, no, it's like it's either you eat a lot of garlic and your Friday night sucks, right? Or
hopefully you drink a ton of
pineapple juice and it's okay.
Jesus Christ. It's like, would you have some time to fill out a small survey for me, please?
Here's that. Why is there 20 questions about semen?
But recently I have discovered that you can substitute the pineapple with and this isn't recently. I've talked about this multiple times now, but the sauerkraut is a shockingly good substitute.
For nothing in the world.
Because it brings that sweetness that the pineapple brings.
If there
a pizza, you like no pizza place will do it for you. You have to do it yourself, or you go to Papa Murphy's and then you bring it home and add your sauerkraut before you bake it. But again, like Brian said, you have to properly drain it so your pizza doesn't get all soggy. But sauerkraut on pizza is my new favorite.
I think the only thing that you can consider sauerkraut being a good substitute for is if you're wanting to throw rotten vegetables at someone as they are walking through to the gallows, sauerkraut will work for you there.
Sauerkraut is the only thing worse that Germany has than the concentration camps. That's how bad sauerkraut is.
I think I like sauerkraut more.
Zappity! Recommendations! Yeah, we're down to
please, if you've reached, here's a recommendation. If you listen to this podcast, don't. Somehow forget everything you've heard. I apologize.
Oh, man. Spam and cheese sandwiches with SpaghettiOs and Doritos? Nick, that's good shit, man.
Someone posted a corn dog with something like, they put like corn chips on, like Frito corn chips. I like it was like a chili dog with like corn chips on them.
Yeah, you put Fritos on your chili dog?
Yeah, sure. I believe that because Fritos have they're so salty. They're such good salty chips. Salty. I can see them being fitting on a lot of
Fritos,
things.
Fritos with chili are really good.
I put them in Sloppy Joe's a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We made Sloppy Joe's and I had Fritos on the side, and then I just took the bun off and put a handful of Fritos in the sandwich, and it was pretty damn good.
I could see putting them on almost – I would try those on almost anything.
I do put Fritos in my burritos. And that's pretty good.
Well, you can also do the walking taco and just bump a bunch of stuff in the Frito bag.
You can. The burrito is just a better vehicle.
Yeah, Frito pie. That's what Toppy's.
I did see somebody deep fried mozzarella sticks, but instead of using regular breading, they used Doritos.
Yeah, crushed Doritos.
It just doesn't seem like it's.
I saw a video online where somebody made a Dorito ceviche. Like they took Doritos and they soaked them, and then like they strained them out, and so like the Dorito oil, like it became the water that was infused with Dorito essence to use as a broth for like soups and stuff. It's like, holy shit, you neckbeard. Just eat the Doritos.
Did you see that on thisiswhyyourefat.com?
It was basically, it was like one of those tasty videos, you know?
Because that site is the best. Go to it. This is why you're fat. That's my recommendation. Go to thisiswhyyourefat.com.
I saw a tasty video, but it was done by Donald Trump spoof. They had little tiny hands making the Trump steaks.
Caress the steak.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. What's your recommendation, Nathan?
So the Battleborn free beta came out for PlayStation 4. So
hey, I played that.
It's free, like literally 100% free.
Until the game comes out, it's a week or so of a beta. How long?
It's a little longer than that.
The beta.
Yeah, well, because the beta comes to the PC and the Xbox next week, and it's going to go for a while after that. I think the game comes out in May or June or something.
Some of those games do free beta weekends, and it's literally just a weekend. Others, you can play it for more than a week.
Oh, don't go to thisiswhyyourefat.com. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no. Or maybe you just spelled it wrong.
thisiswhyyourefat.com.
P-H-U-R or Y-O-U-R-E?
W. You forgot the W.
Y-O-R-E. Y-O-U-R. But no, the Battleborn beta, I don't know how long it's going. I would Google it, but my phone's in the car. But it's free. You can play with me, and I'm excited about Battleborn because It's got the two. At first, I was less excited about it until I found out about the thing, because it's an online multiplayer game similar to a MOBA, but not technically a MOBA, as pedantic shitheads explained to me earlier today. But it's a multiplayer online battle game where you fight against other people in first persons, and as opposed to the overhead view like most of those are. It is kind of MOBA-esque because it does have the minion advancing lines in at least one of the game
things. That's basically what a MOBA is.
It's a first-person MOBA.
So it is a MOBA!
No, that MOBA. No,
Battleborn is a MOBA. Oh, Battleborn's a MOBA. Yeah. Overwatch isn't a MOBA. Is not. Okay, fine. But so Battleborn, it's a MOBA in first-person, which is cool. But what I do really, really like about it, and maybe Overwatch is going to be great, and I'm not going to badmouth Overwatch, but what I like just first impressions about Battleborn versus Overwatch is that Battleborn has the second play mode, which is story/raid mode against bosses, PC AI controlled, not just AI controlled MOBA style. So you get the fun of MOBA, but you also get the fun of like MMO raid bosses.
Correct.
And those are both cool things, and I like that one game can scratch both of those itches depending on what
and
you feel like doing.
It's Gearbox, so it's going to have some good written stuff.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. Like Jeff the robot who wishes he was the lord of all spiders, and correct, that guy's great, and
yes,
it's fun. Like the dialogue's great.
It is very cool. All the characters are really neat looking in some way or another.
Yep.
It's just odd that there's a lot of these stylized games coming out at the same time.
Yep.
With Overwatch, they have this.
Battleborn.
There is another one that I think that Epic is making right now.
That's why it happened. I mean, it's just like Dante's Peak versus Volcano or Deep Impact versus Armageddon. Like, things always come out at the same time.
Correct.
I agree.
But, yeah.
I would love to play it. I told Nathan off air I can't play it only because I have reached
you're on the
peak
division.
Capacity. Well, I'm playing the division for my game. I'm out of hours of the day to game.
Stop sleeping.
It's
and working.
I've reduced quit my work. Sleep a little. Well, the work thing. I took a half day on Tuesday.
Already this Tuesday coming up.
But I'm Asphyxius on PlayStation Network. Asphyxius. Anyone watching this should know how to spell that.
Major Tusk.
No, I'm Asphyxius.
I'm Major Tusk.
Yes. I am Big Easy. I play the
Aren't
division.
Aren't you like Big Easy 42 or something?
Just Big Easy.
Just Big Easy on PlayStation?
Just Big Easy.
And what are you?
Vox Player, V-O-X Player.
All one word?
All one word.
And what's Amanda? What are you, Amanda?
Vox Player 2.
I don't remember.
She is
her, she's I don't remember.
I think she's Mother Doomsday, I think.
Oh, is that her?
I'm not friends with her.
I think I'm friends with the Mother Doomsday, so maybe that's her.
Amanda's Mother's Doomsday.
Most of those people, I got the real name request, though, so I don't remember what their handles are. But correct, the point is, me at least, I don't know if Annie's going to start playing again. You said you're not. You're a maybe. But fucking download Battleborn. Play Battleborn with me. Let's have some good times.
Well, you have to buy it like in a week or two.
Well, for now, we'll play it for free, and maybe I'll buy it when it comes out.
I still wish Vermintide came out on the PS4.
Yeah.
My recommendation is Banshee. The final season has started. It's on Cinemax. It's so violent and gory and violent. It's beautiful. It's like it's artwork. It's art of the violence. No one does violence better than Banshee.
I saw that chick get her throat torn out by a hood ornament.
Oh, it's so good.
I was rooting for her to win that fight, too.
That's an amazing fight. She fought, Burton took off his glasses. And when Burton takes off his glasses, the only option is to run fucking away. And man, that's like Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off. When Burton's glasses come off, just fucking go. I don't care what. I don't care how many bullets you've put in him. I don't care the scenario of what's happening. You leave. Burton will win that fight.
I'm saddened because I'll have to watch it on streaming from my television, from my laptop to my television. But I did not watch all of last season, so I have to catch up on all of last season.
I also recommend Andy subscribe to Stars for one fucking month so we can watch all of Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's so good, and you haven't watched it.
I watched like the first like three episodes when they had them online.
Okay.
But I've been honestly waiting for them to come out on like a Blu-ray as a season collection because I'll just buy it. I mean, That's one that I would like to have.
You got to make Jim watch it, the whole entire thing. He'll hate all of it. It'll be so good.
The weird thing is, though, things that we think that Jim will absolutely hate, he sometimes really likes.
Well, you can't tell Jim something's good. If you really love something and you want Jim to like it, you can't give him any inclination. You can't let him know you like it. Correct. You got to go, oh, what's this thing? Oh, what's this other? Let's give this a chance. And then he can respond, and then you can go, yeah, ha, ha, suck it. I like it too.
I bet you if we didn't tell Jim anything about John Wick and we just watched it, he would have loved it.
Oh, absolutely.
So I recommend if you want to tell Jim anything, make sure you treat Jim like that. You have to pretend.
Just don't tell Jim anything.
Yes.
Treat it. It doesn't exist until you watch it.
And watch Banshee. If you like cool TV shows that are a little over the top and have action and fighting. It does more like it's more like of a fist fighting than it is gunplay. There's a lot of gunplay in it, but it's more about like, you know, melee combat than it is.
Gruesome, also, in fairness, lots of boobs too.
Oh yeah, yes. I was gonna say, and there happens to be some nudity and sex of all types. They're very generous. It's like Spartacus. You know, you see everything all the time. It's not
on the lawn,
on the grass.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good. And it's only this is the last season. I almost buy nothing on Blu-ray anymore. I'm pretty much at the point where I buy everything via Amazon. I've decided to go full online for my products, but I'm still going to buy that in Blu-ray just because it's the kind of show I want to be able to borrow to people. I actually have some for Nathan too.
Yay!
Not with me though. After the first game, I'm mailing it and give you that.
Yeah,
Brian.
For my recommendation, I've been getting into Vallejo's new line of metal colors for paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the things that people have a lot of issues with are painting metal the way they want to, or to make it look real-ish, where you, instead of getting like that 1980s glitter metal. And the pigment is really fine in this stuff. It doesn't blend the greatest, but there's so many colors that are specifically meant to step to the next one that you can get some really nice transitions with a really... easy technique. I think they're great. The price tag's a little rough on them, but they are pretty large bottles. So for $8, you get some pretty legit metal.
And metal is sometimes like hard. It seems to be the hardest paint to get decent.
It is, like, especially when you try to thin it, because for some reason the binder that holds the pigment together, just as soon as you thin it, it disperses like crazy, and you can sit there and watch your metal just like pool around and swirls as all the pigmentation, and it separates from the carrier.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess there's something physically different about metal paints versus just colored paints.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, like,
the pigments.
Printing, you cannot print, like, silver. It's impossible to print silver because the shine and the hue of it isn't something that you can get just from color, from ink, from toner. You can only do really light gray and go, yeah, well, you know, that's silver if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's same with like gold. You can do like an orangey, yellow, brown thing, and that you all know is supposed to be gold, but you can't get gold in ink or toner. And I guess it's kind of very, very similar with paint. They don't just have the color. They have to actually have that, whatever that extra thing that gives the shimmer that's in it.
That's it with the pigment. The pigment cells. They're in metallics. They're much thicker than they are in the other colors. So like like your green, it's much larger, and that's why it separates easier. It's sometimes difficult to paint.
Well, and Vallejo too had made I think their liquid gold line, which actually had metal in it.
Mm-hmm.
I bounced off of that train as soon as it started to oxidize on me because I didn't want to have to worry about it anymore. Mm. My paint turned green.
Oh.
So it's some legit stuff. If you're looking for metal that looks more realistic on your models, it's definitely something to check out. You won't be disappointed.
Brian, can you, when we post the forum thing, can you post the link to those paints?
Yeah.
All right.
I just see groin sauce in all capital letters there, so I was just confused by that. I was trying to get context, but I decided I don't need context. Fuck it.
Pineapple juice.
All right. That's it?
That's all I got.
That's it?
I'm done.
Right. Goodbye, everybody.